I'm hungry, I'm dirty, I'm losing my mind. Everything's fine. I'm freezing, I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death. I miss you. I love you.
Slasher Sanitarium. We are talking about the season 2 finale of Yellow Jackets, this one entitled Storytelling. Nat walks back to the cabin in a daze, and she sees Travis. He calls out to her, and when he sees her face, he turns to see all of the rest of the women carrying Javi on a large branch. Nat says it happened so fast, but the wilderness chose. Travis yells no, and drops down to Javi's body, and the cranberry zombie is playing over this entire scene. My first thought was, hopefully Travis doesn't blame Nat for this, because, sure, it wasn't her fault. But we'll see. Adult Lottie says that they don't get to choose. She picks up a shot, and everyone tells her to stop. Shauna says that they need to give it a hunt. Nat asks what the fuck is wrong with her, and Lottie hugs Shauna as she looks at the others, pleading them to play along. Shauna says that they have to do this right. Missy says they need masks and weapons, and Nat says that they need a deck of cards with a single queen in it. Although, she didn't seem to be too truthful about that. It seemed like there was a lot of sarcasm there, but they ran with it. She asks why Shauna is humoring Lottie after she leaves, since she is insane. Misty and Ty both agree that Lottie should be committed, and Nat says that they cannot just hospitalize Lottie and call it a day. Van agrees and says that they all went through the same thing, and Lottie is like this because of them. So we're already planting the seeds that Van still holding on to a bit of that Lottie magic, and clearly thinks that they played a part in the reason why Lottie has these delusions. So just committing her and turning a blind eye like it was before doesn't seem to be in the cards for them. Misty wakes up Lottie in the past, and Lottie asks why Travis was screaming. Misty says they are going to eat Javi. She says they didn't even kill him exactly. They need him, and they drew cards. Natalie drew the queen, but then during the chase, Javi died. Lottie says she didn't want this, but Misty says that this is all because of Lottie. It's done. Lottie better not start making people feel bad about doing it now. Which is an interesting situation, because if you look at the way that Lottie has interacted with him, with all of them, it's sort of hard to say that she flat out said, let's hunt somebody down, kill them, and eat them. But she also didn't exactly say not to. She pretty much told them, if she dies, to eat her. And she had talked before about if they find Crystal, to eat her. So she's definitely put it in their heads that cannibalism is all cool after they ate Jackie. So I guess this is the next step in them, is they're not going to sit around and wait for somebody to die. They're going to take matters into their own hands. And obviously all of the spooky wilderness stuff that Lottie talks about definitely led them to believe that, oh, the wilderness is choosing. So I do put a lot of it on Lottie, but I also do think that Misty is definitely pushing things along here, and Shauna isn't helping any either. Misty returns to everyone else and says that Lottie is pleased with the wilderness's choice. Javi will save them now. She asks Shauna to prepare their meal. Travis is crying over Javi's body when Shauna walks up with a knife. He tells her no, but then he drops Javi to the ground, and he walks back inside. Shauna cleans up a table and sets up a carving table for Javi. After removing his clothes, Nat puts a cloth over Javi's naked popsicle, and Shauna then pulls down her hat while she cuts into his throat to drain out his blood. She tells everyone else to leave while she gets to work. People wonder why Shauna is the way she is nowadays. This would be it. She was tasked with cutting up a dead body. And has had to, well, Jackie was, they just all kind of faced it on her, but she's had to kill, obviously, a bear. Or not kill a bear, but cut up a bear. So I guess this is the next step, and this Javi's not going to be the last person that she's going to have to cut up. Misty searches for the name of Lottie's doctor in her office when she breaks into her locked closet. Misty grabs her phone out, which is somehow still turned on and working. Someone walks into the room, so Misty hides. She then gets a phone call, and we see that it is Walter in the office. He says he came to help her, and she smiles. I've been so happy with Elijah Wood on this show and with this character of Walter. He is so much fun. He is great in this episode again, and I just want more and more of him because he makes the show, realistically, is incredibly good in the past. And in the present time, is sometimes good, sometimes okay. Everything that Walter does, though, pushes the present timeline to a lot more fun. Van and Ty make masks, and Van says that she doesn't feel good about this plan, because if Lottie is sick, then so is Ty. Van says that being locked up in a psych ward would help Ty, and they all swore, that they would protect each other, and that is not what they're about to do here. Nat burns the other queen, so Shauna dulls the kitchen knives. An odd cover of Sad But True plays? It's not my style, but sure. So the plan here, which they don't exactly spell out, is to continue to draw things out and stall until the psych team can come and take Lottie away. So Shauna made it a point to dull the kitchen knives, even though, you know, stuff can still kill you. But now we see Callie and Jeff are headed to the compound. He says they need fake passports and would never be able to go to their favorite fast food restaurant again. They would not be able to Google themselves anymore, which Callie asks if he's Googled himself often. And Jeff says that it's not easy to run from the law. Callie asks if the solution is to then just let Mom go down for murder. Jeff tells her he doesn't know because he did almost see her shoot a guy. Which, of course, through conversation, he essentially tells her, like, he has the gun now, and it's in the car. So they pull to the turnoff, and Callie reaches for the glove box, and Jeff stops her and tells her not to open it because he's not good at this at all. So, of course, she knows exactly where the gun is. A few followers walk up, and Callie asks if this is where he sent Mom. Jeff pulls out and drives away just as Matt and Kevin drive up. Matt thinks they got made, but Kevin says he doesn't think so. So we've all convened on the compound now. Lisa and Nat talk. Nat tells her she needs to leave because something is happening tonight. She begs her again to just go. She says she appreciates Lisa trying to teach her forgiveness, but it's time for her to go and have a life of her own. Ben returns to camp to find Javi in pieces. Yeah, that's a tough one. Now, Ben has not participated in cannibalism, and it sure looks like he is not going to do it again this time. Nat walks up behind him, and Ben asks what happened. He tells her that he figured out where Javi was hiding, and that he and her can go survive the winter, because she is not like the rest of them. Nat says that she is actually worse. She let him die in her place, and Nat tells him that he doesn't belong in this place, and he should go. Travis tells Van that she should be ashamed, and Van says she's glad she's alive, and she tells him none of them should feel ashamed for that. She then tells Travis to let Javi save them. After everything, Travis owes Javi that much. That's such a weird conversation to have. Please eat your brother. Walter is mixing up some food while singing Send in the Clowns, and Kevin walks up, and Walter says he is going to call the police, but Kevin's like, yo, dog, I am the police. Walter says that Kevin is a real detective, and, you know, he's kind of similar because he's a citizen detective. He wanted to be a real one, but, you know, lifelong asthmatic and just couldn't do it. Walter asks what Kevin is doing there, and he tells him he is there for Shauna Sadecki. Walter tells him, oh, yeah, she's not the only one here. There's, like, an entire coven of them, and they're all up to no good. And then he proceeds to hand Kevin a drink. Don't drink that. Don't be an idiot. Callie and Jeff sneak into the compound, and she tells him he is being judgmental, considering he started all of this. Jeff says that the American family is crumbling, and she should try making a living in sectionals. Jeff sees that Kevin is talking to Walter, and he tells her that she should go find Shauna, and that he has a plan. So, Kevin and Walter are discussing Jessica Roberts being involved as Jeff walks up, and then Walter heads out. Jeff tells Kevin to place him under arrest because he killed Adam Martin. Kevin asks him what the fuck he is doing, and of course he clearly knows this is not real, but he now has to arrest him because he is getting a confession. But before he gets a chance to, Kevin slowly blinks twice, and then he hits the ground dead. Walter walks back up and says that the phenobarbital is fast acting. He says that was a beautiful false confession, and it was clear it came from the heart. Then Walter asks Jeff to help move this body. He calls him Jeffrey and asks if anyone calls him that, and Jeff says his mother does, and he says, no, wait, no, she doesn't. I don't know why I said that. And they proceed to bring Kevin along with them. I will give this show a lot of credit because a lot of people wanted it to be Matt who died. And having it be Kevin instead is unexpected, for sure. And Kevin, while he's not exactly a fan favorite, he has been fun. His sort of relationship with Nat for a little bit there was entertaining. But, you know, he was still the lead detective on this. We cut quickly to see Ben in the tunnels trying to light a fire, but he's not very successful. Shauna then walks back inside with a plate of Javi fillets. His heart is also in the middle of the plate. She picks it up and hands it to Travis, and he straight up takes a healthy bite out of it. They all then chuck the hunks of meat onto the skillet and cook up some Javi chow. Misty brings Lottie some Javi bites, and Lottie says that she wanted what was best for them, but now she is not so sure that that is what is happening. Misty says that her team needs her. The adults then get prepared for the hunt. Ty calls the hospital back and says to call off the crisis team. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of people blaming Van for this, but Ty is the one who made the phone call. Now, you can sit there and say obviously Van was the one who pushed for it, and Ty just went along with it. But Ty went along with it, so she's just as much to blame for this. She claims that she will be bringing in Lottie herself. So now they have to go through the hunt, which I guess there is a chance that Lottie is forced to die, but like there's also an equal percentage chance that any one of them could be the one to choose the card. The women all circle around a campfire, and Shauna asks how long it would take for the team to get there. Missy says that we told them it was urgent, and Nat asks who we is. Lottie arrives with a knife and a deck of cards, and she tells him it's time. Callie hears somebody off at the distance, and she pulls the gun that she took from Jeff's glove box, but it is Matt, so she hides the gun from him. Callie tells him to get away from her, and Matt tells her to keep her hands where he can see them, but then he proceeds to get a phone call, and it is a recording of Kevin, and he says, what the fuck are you doing, which is, of course, exactly what he said to Jeff. We cut to see Walter holding up his phone to Kevin's phone, and Matt runs off to find his partner. Jeff asks Walter if this will work, and Walter says that he doesn't know, but Matt is panicking. So, it's a start. Lottie shows him the queen, and starts to shuffle the cards. Misty asks if everyone is in their beds, and Shauna then requests to shuffle the cards a little more. Ty asks to talk about this some more, and tries to get Van to back her up, but Van remains quiet. And then Van offers to start. Van pulls the four clubs, and she chucks it near the fire. She's supposed to be chucking it into the fire, but I like the fact that she didn't perfectly get it in there. Ty asks if this is what she wanted to have happen, and Lottie asks if Ty is refusing the draw, because she knows what happens if she does. So does that mean that we are going to just establish that rule in the past at some point in time, or are we actually going to have a hunt that takes place where somebody refuses to draw a card? Either way, it'll be fun to see who that is and how that comes up. Ty pulls an 8 of diamonds, Misty gets an ace, Shauna pulls a 2 of clubs, and Nat pulls out a 6 of clubs. So we keep hearing that the card draws were scripted on what suit and number that they get. I have no idea what any of that means right now. It does not match up with the original draw that they had, but I'm sure that we'll get something out of it, because otherwise there's no reason for you to script which cards are going to draw. Lottie is last to go, and she gets the Ace of Hearts. Then she tells them to draw again. We get a cut between them, all pulling the first time in the past and pulling in the present. Shauna pulls the Queen of Hearts, and they all look at her and then walk over to put on their masks and grab their weapons. Lottie tells her it's up to her. She can submit, or she can run. Shauna calls timeout, and when they advance on her, she claims they have all lost their minds. There is no it. It was just them. And Lottie asks if there is a difference. Shauna turns, and Lottie asks if she has made her choice to run, so they all chase her. That is, for sure, the one of two people who I do not want to see die. Shauna and Misty are the two people in the present time that I do not want to see go down. Everyone else you could maybe make a case for. There's still a lot of storyline with Ty, and there's still a lot to cover with her sleepwalking, so I didn't really want to see her end. Van, for being brand new, is a ticking time bomb with her cancer. Nat, I feel like, has maybe a little bit more storyline to go, and Lottie obviously seems like she's supposed to be the big bad guy, even though it's kind of gray at times. Matt runs up to find Kevin's phone ringing in the trunk. He gets it open to find Kevin's dead body in the trunk. Walter runs up, grabs Matt's gun, and pumps 3 shots into Kevin's dead body. Matt asks who the fuck he is, and Walter says that the Wishkayak police will be so impressed that their newest recruit was able to uncover his partner's involvement in a police scandal. Matt asks what he's talking about, and Walter says, "It's called a narrative. Could you try maybe to yes-and me a little bit here?" He says when the police dig into exactly what was going on with Kevin, they'll find Kevin killed Adam Martin, as well as a known political operative, Jessica Roberts. That's why Kevin was trying so hard to take down Shauna, because somebody needed to take the fall for it. And Walter says if Matt doesn't play along, all those records will instead point to him. And instead it will be that Matt killed Jessica and Adam Martin, and then killed Kevin once Kevin found out about it. So we can hear police sirens in the background, and Walter tells them he might want to close that trunk until he is ready to talk. So in one foul swoop here, Walter has completely taken care of any of the bodies that we had lingering around. So Misty's going to be off the hook for Jessica. Sean is going to be off the hook for Adam. And I guess him. Yeah, he's off the hook for killing Kevin. So that whole storyline gets wrapped up rather nicely, and actually in a way that I didn't see coming, so I will give him that. The adults all chase after Shauna, and Lottie gets shot right in the arm, and we see that Callie is standing there with a gun in her hand, and she tells them to get away from her mother. Lottie asks if Callie is her daughter, and she says that Callie is so powerful. Then says it's here. Shauna asks where the psych team is, and Ty admits that they called him off. Van says that she is like this because of them, and Lottie asks if they all hear it. Lottie from the past returns to the group. They all say how happy they are that she is okay. The girls ask Van to tell them a story, which apparently is Van just talking about movies, which I feel like she sort of missed her calling on being a podcaster in the present time. She says that once upon a time there was a wilderness that was lonely and violent and misunderstood. We see that Ben walks up and he grabs some matches, because of course he's not able to start a fire in the tunnels. Ben is interrupted by Lottie saying she never wanted to be in charge. The wilderness chose her because she was the only one willing to listen, but she cannot hear it anymore. They all learned how to heal, hear it, and feel it. What it wants now is a leader who can help them survive. And the wilderness chose who fed them, and its new leader is Natalie. Lottie in the present tells them that the wilderness never left. She asks how they can pretend it's not with them. It was with Shauna when she murdered Adam. It was with Misty when she did the same to Jessica. It was in Van's eyes just now, and it helped Ty get back together with Van. It wasn't Nat when she, even when she denied it. She then pulls out a knife, but Lisa runs up with a shotgun. Lottie in the past then says that they tried to kill Nat, and the wilderness would not let them. She kisses Nat's hand, and Ben witnesses them anointing her as the new leader. The girls all take turns hugging or bowing down to Natalie. Missy, of course, does a big dramatic bow. Which, of course, this would help explain their relationship and why she is so close to Nat. Travis holds her hand to his chest, and Shauna just kind of nods, and she doesn't look very happy, but she does bow her head. Back in the present time, Lisa asks Nat what she did to her. She asks if Nat really did kill people. Not really. I mean, yes in the past, but not currently. Misty pulls out her syringe of phenobarbital and runs toward Lisa. Nat then has a quick scene of remembering Javi dying for her, which of course is the reason why she is the way she is, because she felt like she should have died there instead of Javi, and has spent her entire life believing that somebody sacrificed themselves so that she could live. And maybe she doesn't deserve that. So, she steps in front of Lisa, and Misty plunges the syringe right into Nat. Nat then has a vision of herself on a plane as she starts to die. Misty screams and lowers her to the ground. Ty asks what they can do, but Misty says it's too late. Back on the plane, Nat is told by Javi that there is nothing to be afraid of. Nat says she's not supposed to be here, and then young Natalie, sitting next to her, says that's not true. This is exactly where they belong, and they have been here for years. Again, just her sort of feeling like she's been dead since that day, or is dead, but because Javi died instead, just hasn't been able to fulfill that. Natalie starts to cry, but young Lottie puts her hand on Nat's chest and says, "It's hungry. Just let it in." Misty cries over Nat's body, then that she is sorry as Nat finally dies. The police radio reports that Nat has had a drug overdose, which is, of course, how they're going to swing that. And considering her history, they're not going to look too much more into that. We see them take her body away, and Matt walks past, and he looks rather dejected. The paramedics then take Lottie away as well. Walter runs up and tells Misty that he has taken care of the Adam Martin situation. Misty cries and says she killed her best friend, and they hug as Misty cries on his shoulder. Jeff then hugs Shauna as Matt talks to the police. He tells her it's going to be okay. She tells Jeff that Natalie is dead. Ty tells Lottie that they are going to keep her for a little bit, but they will come back for her. Lottie says that the wilderness is pleased with them, and they take her away. Back in the past, Shauna writes in her journal that she doesn't understand why she isn't the new leader after everything that she has been through and everything that she has done. Jackie would make her feel invisible, but now it is everybody else in the cabin doing it. Shauna then hears fire and wakes everybody up because the cabin is fully ablaze. They proceed to all struggle to get out, and then Ty grabs an axe and chops the front door down. Van is the last to get out, considering her love affair with fire, and everyone is able to get out of the cabin But without shelter and still in the middle of winter, they all sort of just watch their shelter burn, and most of them break down crying. It's a bad start to Nat's reign as queen, as the shelter fully collapses, and the camera pulls out to show that the fire is in the middle of nowhere as the season comes to a close. A very good season finale. I very much liked it. We have tied up a lot of loose ends, and we have set up things for the next season. So, obviously, Lottie's cult is probably done. She's going to be committed for a little bit, and if that takes her out of next season for a little bit, they can focus on her things. If not, we can kind of work on her getting better and see how she is when she gets out. Van and Ty still have their situation going on. Van is still dying. Ty is still dealing with, you know, there wasn't really anything to do with her family in the second half of the season. Nat is dead now, so that ends anything that she had going on. And Misty now has to deal with the fact that she murdered her best friend, even though she's not in trouble or actively like looking. Shauna, of course, now free from the Adam Martin situation, sort of has to deal with the fact that her daughter almost killed her friend. And Walter appears to still be around, which is great. In the past now, we've got Ben burning down the cabin, or at least we think it's him. I mean, he grabbed the matches and then suddenly they burned down a little bit later. Clearly it was him. So now they have no shelter, and all of their supplies were in there. That was all in the cabin, and that's gone now. Now, their bellies are full, so they'll be able to survive for a couple more weeks, but I don't know how they make it through the cold unless they find where Ben is hiding, which the two people that know about that, one is in your stomach and the other is in the place hiding from you because he intended to kill you. So we still got a lot of that. Obviously, we don't know who's going to live or die next season from the younger ones. And all in all, it is really set up to be a fantastic third season, which we know that they worked maybe a day on it before the writer's strike happened. And even though the season is completely finished being written, they're not going to film anything so that they can show their support for the writers. So hopefully that gets resolved soon. But in the meantime, that's going to be it for Yellow Jackets until season 3 comes out. Still have a couple more episodes of From to go this year. And I'll be looking for something else to cover here soon. So stay tuned for that. But thank you for listening. And until then, bye-bye.